Chapter 160-17A, adding public utilities as a special permit in the industrial zone. By order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
Thank you, that's greatly appreciated. I don't know if anybody has any comments, but we did our zoning adjustments, we made some amendments last year, and I think it was more of a typo on our table of use, and in the industrial zone, we didn't get the public utilities in the industrial zone correctly on our table of use. So that's what we're really, just to get it correct at the moment here. So, but I'll open that up to the floor if anybody has any, questions on the special use, on the amendment on Chapter 160.
What wording's changed in the special use?
We're adding public utility to the zone.
Into industrial zone, which I think it was a typo or left out,
What's the reason? What public utility would need a special use permit, like Central Hudson?
Well, we're allowing it by special use where public utilities can be placed in an industrial zone. Right now, they're not in an industrial zone on our table of use.
A building in an industrial zone would require public utilities. Why would it need a special use permit? If I'm building a building and I'm coming for a special use permit and the planning board looks at the plans associated with it, usually shows utilities. So why do you need a special use permit for utilities? Was there a specific reason for that?
It's not for it, so a utility can build in an industrial zone.
Right. Right now it's a non.
It's not.
I don't even think it's permitted. I'm going to try to pull up and. It's not permitted right now, right, Patrick?
We're allowing it in
industrial
zone.
We're probably using it.
So, and the industrial zone is under industrial zone, you have the uses.
Yep,
that
and this
can be
is
done in an industrial
this
zone.
Box isn't checked.
And then you have what can be especially got to say in the industrial zone.
Right.
And you're saying that.
It was a typo.
Utilities are special use in an industrial zone.
Utility company.
Yes, it was left out. The box was.
Why would you just put it in the regular approved listed in the industrial zone? Why would you want to use that as?
That's what we are. That's what we are doing. Just putting
no,
it.
You're not. There's two. In an industrial zone, there's permitted use. Okay, the building, whatever that is. And then there's special uses, which is a separate category. So you just need to put the industrial into the regular use.
In industrial zone.
In an industrial zone, not a special use, but a regular use.
Correct.
But that's not what you're saying. You're saying you're listing it as a special use.
That's the
thing.
Special uses are different than regular uses. Special use requires a whole other oversight. Was that what was there before?
So what happened is when we redid the zoning, we omitted putting.
Was it originally in the industrial use permitted use? Industrial zone permitted use was.
I believe it was, Joe. I can't tell you that.
I'm trying to find Tessie though.
I'm trying to get the table of uses up there.
So, you're considering utilities, or is it a company, utility companies? Is that the way that it's read? How's it worded? How's it worded in the special use permit? I mean, how's it, in the listing of uses and special uses, how's it worded?
On the local law that we're going to file, it says Section 3, amend Chapter 160, Zone Section 160-17A, adding public utilities as a special permit in an industrial zone. So they'd have to come in and get a special permit, special use permit, through the planning board to use public utilities in the industrial zone. So in other words, they have to go in front of the planning board, it's just not permitted.
Well, it doesn't matter. If you're building in an industrial zone, the uses of an industrial zone can be just mentioned public utilities.
Right, and that's what, and it's not.
But it's not, but you don't need to put it in a special use. Just put it in as a use.
What I'd have to say is that our town attorney's advises and he recommends, you know.
Is the town attorney an assessor or licensed to be an assessor or?
I think he's well versed on it.